各位弟兄姐妹早安。
Good morning brothers and sisters，
可以回到你们当中分享神话语、哦、我是一种心中非常的感恩。
I'm happy to come among you and share the word of God。
大约两年前
About 2 years ago，
两年前有一位应该是这个在美国的第二代华侨叫做 Amy Chua。
2 years ago an American ChineseHis name is A.B. Chua.
他写了一本、蛮震撼性的一本书、在美国产生了很多议论。
He wrote a very famous book, but caused a lot of discussion.
那本书的书名都已经很震撼了。
The name of the book is kind of、shocking.
The Battle Hymn of a Tiger Mother. 大家都看过，最新鲜都没看过也听过吧，这本书吧，这本书。那主要讲到他开始讲的时候也产生了一些误会，就是他觉得为什么东方人的一个这个孩子的这个教育啊，父母啊在教育孩子方面比西方人更成功。
In the book it says why is the Asian people their education of their children so much more successful than the Americans。
所以因为说他们这个这东方的这个父母会管的这孩子管的比较严，要求比较高。
It seems that theparents of the Asian children is stricter and has higher expectation.
那西方的思想不一样，西方就让他自由发展。
The Western people think let them behave the way they are, freely be gifted.
也因此就是在成就方面，东方人比这个西方人的孩子会比较高。
Hence the Chinese achievement are better than the Western people.
当然那本书后来也讲到他的这个这个反面了啊。
But on the other side, on the flip side.
不过从这本书还有它的这个影响来看，可见的孩子的教育变成一个很重要的议题。
From his book and the impact of this book, the children's education is a very important part.
对于很多父母来说，我发现不但是我们华人、东方人这个父母，其实全世界的父母差不多一样，天下父母心都差不多一样。
It's almost the universal, the parent's heart is the same.
我跟这个白人谈过，跟印度人谈过，跟这些各种民族谈过，印尼的这些、本土的印尼人谈过，我发现在这个时代里面，教育是你的孩子的将来。
I talked to many people, the Caucasian, the Indians, the Chinese, the Malaysians, and we come to a conclusion education is the future of your children.
特别在这个时代所谓这些所谓 economic base 不是 knowledge based economy 这个情况里边，这知识就变成特别特别的重要。
Especially in the knowledge of the, in the knowledge based economy, the education is very, very important.
总的来说，如果你孩子在教育上不成功的话，他就没有将来。
Or if your kids does not achieve in his education, the future is futile.
你要你孩子幸福吗？你的将来，你孩子的将来是幸福的吗？你就给他好好的教育。
If you want their life be happy, you give them good education.
我们父母没有什么东西留给孩子。
Parent being parents, we don't have much to give to our children.
我们就留他给他知识，给他这个可以在这个世界上生存。
We impart knowledge so that they can exist in this world.
最好可以挤到名校里面去。
And we try very hard to squeeze them into famous school.
那我们父母亲就放心，他有将来，他会幸福。
So that our parents feel good that they have a future.
他可以在这个复杂的世界里面生存。
He can live and survive in this complicated world.
这一种想法。
This kind of thinking.
真的是一种保证吗？
Is this a true guarantee?
是不是我们把这个最好的知识，这个给了孩子之后，他们将来一定是可以生存，而且可以幸福的呢？
If we give impart the best knowledge to them, and they guarantee them will be happy.
我们暂且不用回答这个问题。
We shall not answer this question right
now. 我们现在要今天要去拜访，要访问一位旧约里边一个过来人。
Today we will visit an Old Testament teacher.
这个人是老人家来的。
And he is an older man.
你们都认识他。
And you all know him.
他叫什么名字我们不知道。
His name we don't know.
他写这本书都是用个笔名。
He wrote this book using a special name.
Pen name.
Pen name.
他笔名叫做传道者。
He said, "I'm the one that depart knowledge to you."
啊，他叫自己叫他的 pen name 是 the teacher, Kohelet.
His pen name is teacher.
那么他是过来呢，是因为他跟你们的孩子一样，走过了那条路。
He is like your children, walk through that.
先回头跟大家说话。
So that he would.
我还请他来跟大家今天早上跟他谈这件事情应该是不错没错的。
So we will discuss this matter with him.
他像这个天下父母信这个他的父母像天下的父母一样对于他的孩子有很大的期望希望孩子做一个很有智慧有知识的人。
His parents expect him to be wise and full knowledge.
因为他们在箴言里面学到一句话。
Because they learn from the Proverbs.
箴言十章第一节说智慧之子使父亲欢乐，愚昧之子叫母亲担忧。
Okay, Proverbs 10 verse 1, the wise of the son is the happiness of their parents.
所以他身为他身为这个一位孩子，他不想这个叫父亲担忧，也不想叫母亲担忧，要叫他母亲、父母亲都快乐。
So being a child, he does not want their parents to worry about him.
所以他这一生在追求知识。
So he spent his whole life pursuing.
所以你今天早上如果访问他，问他说：“哎，你觉得你走过了这条路之后，你觉得知识，你的父母亲在你身上的这投资的知识，是不是真的很好？”
So if you have the opportunity to interview him and you ask him the question, the investment of your parents for knowledge, is it really good for you?
Is it worth it?
Is it worth it?
他怎么回答？
How would he answer?
请大家翻开刚才我们念的经文。
And let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 11
to 12.
他说知识和产业并好。
He said wisdom like inheritance is good thing.
而且见天日的人得智慧更为有益。
It benefit those who see the sun, wisdom is good for you.
12节，因为知识护庇人，好像银钱护庇人一样，唯独智慧能保全智慧人的生命，这就是智慧的益处。
Wisdom is like a shelter, as money is a shelter. But the advantage of knowledge is this, that the wisdom preserves the life of its possessor.
你如果问他，你父母投资那么多，给你有那么多知识，值得吗？
If you ask your parents, he impart knowledge and invest in you, is it worth it?
他会很肯定地跟你说，很值得。
He will surely tell you, it's definitely worth it.
因为他说，你知识跟钱啊，金钱有同样的功能。
Because he knows wisdom and money has the same value.
他可以保护你。
He can protect you.
你没钱就没有保护。
You have no money, no protection.
这个传道者他在另外一方面也讲很多钱，讲了事业。今天我们就讲他这个知识这方面的追求啊。
Today we will limit to the pursuit of knowledge.
他说我的经验告诉我。
My experience tells me.
我受的教育知识。是一道很坚固的墙，保护我，让我在这个社会上，在世界上可以生存。
The wisdom and the knowledge is like a strong wall, protects me so that I can survive in this world.
智慧能保全智慧人的生命，这就是知识的益处。
The wisdom can protect the life of those who possess it. That is the benefit of knowledge.
他讲这个不是空洞的一个道理。
He said this is not empty words.
不是一个理论
It's not just a theory.
而是他自己的亲身的这个经历
It is his personal experience.
因为他在第一章里面有讲到他在追求智慧的时候 他经历过一些成就好处
Because he said it in chapter 1 verse 16
我得了大智慧胜过我以前在耶路撒冷的众人
Look, I had grown and increased in wisdom more than anyone who ruled over Jerusalem before me.
More than anyone who ruled over Jerusalem. 而且我心中经历智慧和知识的事情。
And I know, I truly know what the knowledge and wisdom is in my heart.
也就是说，我这个在智慧知识上的投资 不是这个一般人这个那种投资，我是大大的投资，我这个我的智慧的知识高过所有以前的耶路撒冷这个统治过耶路撒冷的人。
Because I invest heavily on knowledge and wisdom and exceed more the people in Jerusalem.
用现在话来说，如果耶路撒冷其他都有一个 PhD， 我有十个 PhD。
In today's language, if Jerusalem people has one PhD, we have ten PhD.
像我有那么知识的人，有应该有怎么样的成就呢？
A person with such knowledge, what kind of achievement are you expecting?
成就就大了。
His achievement is great.
如果你翻开这传道书第二章，
If you turn chapter two,
我没有时间一节一节的念，我就把它抽样式的把一些这些境界把它念出来。
I'm going to sample some of the verses.
他有很多很多的这个财产。
He has great wealth.
第七节说，我买了仆婢也有，生在家中的仆婢也有许多的牛羊啊、牛群、羊群，胜过以前耶路撒冷众人所有的。
He bought a lot of land and he bought a lot of wealth. He became greater far beyond anyone in Jerusalem before him.
I have greater knowledge, therefore I have greater achievements. 我有那么好的知识，超越人其他人的这个知识，也因此我有超越其他人的成就。
Because I have greater knowledge, I have greater wisdom, so that I have greater achievements.
所以十个 PhD 不是省油的灯哦。
Ten PhD is not easy. It's not cheap.
也因为我有这样知识，我才具有超越性的成就，而且他怕我们忘记他讲这句话，怕我们忽略没有注意听他，再重复一次。
Because he said he repeat himself on this.
第九节说，这样我就日渐昌盛，胜过以前在耶路撒冷的众人。
He said in verse 9, I become greater by far than anyone in Jerusalem before me.And in all this, my wisdom stay with me.
换句话来说，他用英文来说是说 ，have knowledge and travel far.
换句话说，他有很多的知识，也且行了很万里路。
翻得好。
谢谢。
今天很多很有成就的人，都会很认同传道者的讲这句话。
In today's life, a lot of achievers would relate with this teacher.
在今天这个 knowledge-based economy 里面，发现你的教育也决定了你在这个社会上的成就，也决定在你社会上的这个身份。
In today's knowledge-based economy, it determines your achievement as well as your rank.
我在印度宣教的时候，发现很多在这个少数民族在山上很穷苦的一些农夫。
In India, when I was preaching there, there's a lot of villages and poor villages.
他们怎么穷也好，要筹一点钱，储蓄一点钱，让孩子可以送到这个省城或到这个新德里首都那边受教育。
No matter how poor they are, they will gather some money to send their children to this capital city for education.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他看到社会里边那些村子里边后来孩子有出头的都是受高深教育的。
Because they see those children have achievement is because they have good education.
这是一个投资。
But this is a good investment.
所以像这个很有成就的人看到他都有一定的这个知识，如果他真没有那种学识，他也可以利用一些懂得学这种学识的人。
So they pursue this kind of knowledge.
我其中一个举个例子，就是 Bill Gates， 不要瞧不起他，只是 high school 毕业而已，但是他是很有智慧的人。
我们都知道 Bill Gates 虽然他只有高中学位，但是他很有智慧，
他这个可以用善于利用那些很有知识的人。
He now have to make use of those who has knowledge.
他做了这个制造了一种叫做窗口的东西。
He created windows.
哇，你不要小看他窗口啊。
Don't look down upon the windows.
他这个卖窗，单单靠卖窗口啊，他就变成了全世界的首富之一啊。
Just because the windows, he became the richest person.
全世界人大多数人呢，都需要买他的窗口。
Almost everybody needs to buy windows.
你没有它的窗口，就你就活在黑暗当中，什么都看不到了。
If you don't have windows, you pretty much live in darkness.
你看，他就是因为在这方面的智慧高人一等，所以他今天有钱有权。
Because his knowledge in window is above all people.
也有名。
So he's rich, famous, and has a lot of power.
今天如果公司要裁员的话。
If today we're gonna have a layoff,
公司会裁谁呢？
Who's gonna be laid off?
他们第一个会考虑那些这个比较低的知识比较低的，或者这个贡献在知识方面呢比较贡献比较少的，先裁到那些人。
The company may lay off those with lower knowledge or with less contribution.
如果你是特有聪明、特有智慧的人，当然你是最后一个被裁的。
If you have special knowledge and special wisdom,
所以为什么传道者说他可以保护你啊？
So that's why the preacher said it can preserve your life.
今天美国在这个混乱世界还可以保持他身为这个世界的这个所谓的这个超级强国 super power， 其中一个主要原因是在这科技上，是这个知识上发展的还是最先进的。
Today, United States stands out as the leading country is because their development in the science.
今天人类可以离开飞离地球，超越的这个月球到其他星球去，也就是因为他们的这个知识已经发展的非常非常的远。
Today, man can launch in the moons is because their knowledge.
Have knowledge and travel far.
Have knowledge and travel far.
As far as Mars and even beyond our solar system.
像来自于火星和太阳系。
所以这位老人家说：“哎呀，父母啊，你们做对了。”
So this old man said, "Parents, you did the right thing."
我就是一个活活的见证。
I am the living witness.
你看到我就知道知识是多么的重要。
When you see me, you see how important knowledge is.
不过
but,
这位老人家走过了这条路，他同时也看到知识的另外一面。
He also see the downside of knowledge.
这一面呢就不大好听了。
This side is not so exciting.
但是呢不好听也得要听，因为是很真实的。
It's not so exciting, but you still have to listen to it.
他开始告诉我们他的另外一面的时候，是用什么来告诉我们呢？
How does he tell us the other side, the downside of knowledge?
他讲一个故事。
He tells us a story.
是发生在一个小城里面的故事，我称之为小城故事。
It's a little stories in a little city.
我请大家翻开传道书第九章。
Let us turn to Ecclesiastes chapter
9. 十三节。
Verse 13.
我见日光之下有一样智慧，据我所看是广大，就是有一小城，其中人数稀少，有大君王来攻击监住这个营垒，将城围困。城中有个贫穷的智慧人，他用智慧救了那城，却没有人纪念那穷人。
I will summarize it. I see that under the sun, there's a small city and a great king come to invade that city. In the city, there is a poor man use his wisdom to save the city, and yet nobody remembers this poor man.
这个小城被一个君王带了一大队的这个军兵围攻看起来是没希望了。
The little city was seized by the huge king.
但是呢竟然这个小城被解围了。
And yet, the city was safe.
为什么？
Why?
因为他城中里面有一个很有智慧的人。
Because in the city there's a wise man.
他是个穷人，但是他很有智慧。
He's a poor man, but he has wisdom.
他想出了一个办法，解了围，而且把这个敌军打败了。
He came up with a plan and...Let the city free.
这个智慧人应该是很兴奋啊！终于我今天可以出人头地了，众人我终于今天呢，有人认识我是一些很有智慧的人呐、啊，很有价值的人呐、
啊。So this poor man should think that he is a very high achiever because he has wisdom to free the city.
可惜他说，当这个危机过去之后
After the siege, after the city is free, nobody remembers him.
没有人再记得他了。
Nobody remembers him.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为人家不需要他的智慧了。
Because now people don't need his wisdom.
他的智慧没有市场， no market.所以呢，十六节传道者就做一个结论，我就说智慧胜过勇力，然而那贫穷人的智慧被人藐视，他的话也无人听从。
And verse 16 says, wisdom is greater than the power.
他觉得这是对他一个人来，对他这个过来人来说，这是一个很困惑的一件事情。
To him, he's kind of, how do I say this?He's confused.
He's very, he's very confusing
with the situation.
他的经历告诉他，投资在教育上 ，it will pay one day， 一定有酬报的。
Because based on his past experience, if he invests in wisdom, always come by with reward.
但是呢，他看到这个人本身，哎，为什么他的经历跟我不一样 ？It doesn't pay.
But because of this poor man, it doesn't pay for his wisdom.
却他突然间领悟到，知识虽然是可以保护人是好的，但是知识的成功，他带来的酬劳是有条件的。
He realized even though wisdom can preserve a person's life, but then the success has a condition attached.
External condition, 一些外在的条件，而这些外在条件是不受他控制的。
And those external conditions is not ruled by him.
对，才是他这样情况就原来呢，如果你父母在你身上的这个投资要这个带来一些利润，要带来一些酬报的话，那你必须要有一些外在的条件，要有人买你的知识，要有人赏识你的知识，你才有得到应得的酬报。
If parents invest in you in your knowledge, you still need the external.Condition in order for you to benefit from it, you must have a product people want to buy.
在1998年的这个亚洲经济风暴的时候
，In 1998, the crisis of economy in Asia.
有个朋友，那个是刚刚 MIT 毕业
，A student just graduated from MIT.
他在 MIT 念书的时候，哇，很多大公司，美国大公司都写信要请他，要抢他过去。
A lot of people, while he was in MIT, a lot of people write recommend letters to want him to hire him.
真不巧，当他毕业的时候，经济风暴已经一年多了。
Unfortunately, the crisis was after his graduation.
没有人再问他了。
Nobody asked for him.
他寄了很多申请书，很多 resume 也没有人回答他了。
He sent out a lot of application and resume. Nobody responded.
为什么呢？
Respond.
因为已经没有市场了。
Because the market is not there.
在那个时候，连新加坡经济这个基础那么好的一个国家也受很大的影响。
Even in Singapore, the strong economy is impacted.
我记得报章上有登一这个一出的新闻。
I remember the news has this news.
有一位美国留学生拿了硕士回到新加坡来，结果是在街边卖栗子。Cashew nuts, 你要炒那个栗子。
A graduate student graduated from USA and turned out to be selling little chestnut on the street.
在地铁站楼下面那边哈，卖这个的，卖这个我们这个福建叫搞辣，就是那个 cashew nuts.
In the subway entrance, he was selling cashew nuts.
有记者就访问他，为什么你等大学毕业拿了硕士，而且是学校也蛮出名的，为什么这些结果沦落街头呢
？And the reporter asked him, "You graduate from a famous college."
他说没办法，经济萧条，这些公司都不请人，我申请很多地方都没有人要请我。
He said, "It's out of my control when I send out a lot of people application. No company was hiring me."
我父母多么多年来这个的投资，我学了那么多的学士，没有人要买。
My parents' years investment in my education.
他们对我的知识没有兴趣，他们反倒对我的这个 cashew nuts 比较有兴趣。那我只能卖 cashew nuts 喽。
They are not interested in my knowledge, but they are interested in the cashew nuts.
我一看了之后，哎呀，我说 this guy.You know, he's going nuts over cashew nuts.
我一看我就觉得这个人是疯了，只对这个栗子居然是这样风靡啊。
原来知识要得到一定的酬报，还要得看有一些外在的环境，你有没有这外在的条件。
So we can conclude, in order for us to reap from our knowledge, it has to have the right condition.
我听过一个广告，我觉得蛮有意思的。
There is an ad, I think it's interesting.
It doesn't matter what you know, but who knows you.
不在乎你知道了多少，在乎你知道是谁。
也因此，今天在日本、在美国，很多人不太想念大学，包括英国也是。或者念完大学不想念书，是为什么呢？
So that in today's world, some Japanese, some English people don't want to send their kids to college anymore. Why?
No, the kids refuse to go.
甚而至于 the kids, 学生不愿意去上大学。
It's not worth the investment.
It's not worth the investment. 不值得这样的投资。
看他们父亲拿 PhD, 结果留在家里没事做。
They see their parents have PhD and no job.
为什么要那么辛苦呢？
Why bother?
对不对？所以他看了这个传道者看了之后发现，哎呀，原来知识虽然是好，它有它的局限。
So the teacher realized knowledge is good and yet it's limited.
这些局限是不是人人所可以这个控制的？
And those limitation is out of our control.
那你说，哎呀，你讲的都是失败的例子，讲一点成功的例子吧。
You tell us all the sad news and failure. Please tell us something good.
哎，你放心，这些老人家也有成功的例子。
And we'll see that he has some success.
他不是那种吃不到葡萄说葡萄酸的人。
He's not the one that if I can't have the grape must be sour.
他是自己过来，他也很有成就的。
He comes through life. He has a lot of achievement.
刚才我讲过了，他最后这他知识超越人家，他的成就也超越别人。
He knows that his knowledge is beyond.
那你以为他是世界上最幸福的人吗？两样都有啊，知识也有，酬报也有，还不幸福，对不对？我们的孩子如果可以这样，我们这就是我梦寐以求的了，对不对
？So in our life, we think if you have knowledge and you have the rewards, we think that is what we pursue for.
但是你要注意啊，听一听他讲完那些成就之后，他的感受是如何。
Let's hear his accomplishment.
回到第二章。
What is his accomplishment?
他讲完那些成就之后，在这十一节说，后来我查看我所经营的一切事情，和我所劳碌所成功，谁知是虚空，谁都是捕风，在日光之下毫无益处。
In chapter 2, he realized, after he looked. And all his achievement, he wind up saying, everything is chasing after wind.
别人没有成就会很失望，会痛苦。他有成就，他说我也痛苦。
He said, those that does not have achievement or reward, they are suffering. But I have reward and achievement, I'm still suffering.
因为他得到这两样东西，他觉得心中好像还是怪怪的，一种空洞感。
Because he feel like life is meaningless.
他的心就好像一个 donut 一样，有个空心。
His life is like a donut, has a hole.
怎么填都填不满。
There's no way that you can fill that hole.
这叫我想起我一位朋友，以前是这个东南亚这个整个区域的这个CEO, 一个大公司超这个美国大公司的 CEO.
This remind me of my friend who is the CEO of a big corporation.
他也很好的教育，而且爬得很快。
He has great education and he excelled to the high position.
他三十多岁就爬得很高了。
In his 30s, he's already up high up there.
但是他跟我们分享说，当爬到最高的时候，他突然间往下一看。
When he got to the top, he looked down.
他就告诉下面的人。
He told the people that underneath him.
Hey, there's nothing up here.
在上面什么都没有。
下面人听说 there's nothing up here. Why am I climbing there?
如果上面什么都没有，我们为什么往上爬呢？
他发现他这个这心中就好像一个 donut 里边空空的。
他心里就有一个空洞。
他十多年来以为直接填一直接可以填满。
All the past 10 decades, he trying to fill that hole.
但是爬上去的时候还是空的。
But when you get there, it's still empty.
他甚至这个传道者在一章十八节说，因为有很多智慧，就多有愁烦。
Even in chapter 1, verse 18, he said, because I have much knowledge, much sorrow.
加增知识的就加增了忧伤。
much knowledge is added, you much sorrow is added.
我很会体会这些话，因为我是在这个深受其害的一个人。
So I can relate with this because I'm in that suffering.
你问问 Henry 现在他就知道，在读了这个很有意，他觉得很有感，很有特别的感觉。
Ask Henry, he knows too.
所以传道者说，知识有它的局限。第一，它不一定给你带来你应得的酬报。第二，就算你得到酬报了，也未必可以满足你这心中的需要。
So his summary is knowledge is good, but then even though he can bring you something, but when you get there, you still not feel fulfilled.
不但如此，他说知识还有另外一个局限。
Knowledge has another downside.
回到刚才第七章里边讲到，他讲完知识有益处之后，他说我发现有一件事情是神的作为，是人不能够改变的。
And I see there's another thing that is God's work, but no man can change.
使他大惑不解的。
It's something that he could not understand.
最后在第十四节下面那就为的是叫人查不出身后有什么事，搞不清楚，搞不明白为什么这样。
Because the purpose of God is that people cannot understand what life is all about.
所以十五节他讲了一句常常最使这个基督徒看到蛮懊恼蛮困惑的一句话。
So, chapter 7, verse 15 is a verse that bothers us.
有一人行义凡至灭亡，有二人行恶倒想长寿，这都是我在虚度之日中所见过的。
For instance, a wicked man lived long in his wickedness, and yet a good man dies.
他从小读箴言，箴言讲得很清楚，说你敬畏耶和华，耶和华就保守你啊，你就会，甚至有一句在箴言讲你会长寿，恶人呢就会短命。
In his childhood education, when he read Proverbs, he said, if you reverence the Lord, you will have long life, and you wicked, you will have short life.
所以当他少年的时候，他对人生很有把握，因为我是敬畏耶和华的人。
So he was confident when he was young. He said, I am the one that reverences the
Lord. 我会长命百岁。
I will live long.
我不需要像秦始皇那么担惊怕的要命，找什么长生不老的树。我敬畏耶和华，我就会长命了。
I don't have to be like Qin Emperor to be short-lived.
但是有一天发现他认识的一些人，很好的人，义人来的。
But one day he realized some of the good men, the righteous men.
结果就早死。
And they died early.
那他看到那些恶人，他巴不得快点死的那些，他死不了。
Some of the wicked men, he wished that they would die, but that they lived long.
他就觉得不明白了。
He does not understand this.
他去查究，去研究，没有一个答案。
He checked and he looked and observed, he could not find the answer.
我想大家也有同感吧。
I'm sure you have.
那些好人们希望他多活几年呢、啊，对社会，对我们也有更大的贡献，更多的贡献，对不对
？You wish that good people live longer so that it can contribute.
那些坏人呢？那些贪污的官员呐、啊，这些应该早死的。我们希望他早点死，对不对
？The wicked people that corrupt society.
我们就可以替民除害嘛，对不对
？So that we can get rid of the bad people.
偏偏这种官员的时候一直在活着。
And the wicked live long.
死不了。
They will not die.
他觉得这是我的神学不能够解答的一个问题。
He's kind of bothered. He doesn't understand.
他发现他的那么多的 PhD 到了一个顶尖了，不能够再超越了。
He has so much knowledge and he could not understand.
其实约伯也是这样的人。
So is Job.
约伯无缘无故的突然间有一天失去所有财产，所有的孩子。啊，这个还有这些全人满身都是病。
All of a sudden, Job lost all his children, all his wealth.
他是当时的知识分子，他三个朋友来找他，也是当时的这个顶呱呱的这个知识分子啊。
He's a well-educated man, and those three men that come visit him.
本来要来安慰约伯的。
They come to comfort him.
偏偏他们是知识分子。
And turn out to be them.
知识分子有一个毛病。
Lots of knowledge.
话会讲的比较多。
Lots of words.
他们很喜欢讲道理。
They come to reason.
结果那四个人呢，本来是要三个人本来安慰他，结果就吵起来了。查经班查到一半，吵起来了。
Those three men instead of comfort him.
最可怜是岳太太。 因为他因为这几个男人，因为东方人呢，这些人在那边聊天的，要这个要做这个做饭呐、啊，要给他们这个烹茶啦、啊，天天就听他们吵，就给他们做饭。
The most miserable is his wife.
没有一个结论。
There is no answer to this.
原来知识虽然是可以跑得很远。
Even though knowledge can grow far.
可以跑到这个外星去。
Can go to outer space.
但是偏偏不能解决我们门前的问题。
It cannot solve our problem.
我以前神学毕业的时候很天真。
When I just graduated from the seminary.
人家就说教会很多问题。
Church has a lot of problems.
我说对，但是你要讲到讲得好，神的话语很有能力，讲一篇轰轰烈烈，到下个礼拜他们都悔改了。
I was confident if I can preach well, and the next week they will all.
所以毕业后去牧会，讲一篇轰轰烈烈到。
So first year that I was preaching.
哇，大家都很感动。
Everybody was touched.
啊，这个散会之后，在门前跟你握手 ，Thank you, Pastor, for the great sermon.
Everybody was telling him great.
啊，我说下个礼拜大家都悔改的好了。
And I hope that everybody repent. That would be good.
谁知下个礼拜那些问题又来了。
Who knows? Problem resists.
不来的还是不来。
Those who does.
吵架的还是吵架。
Those who fight still fight.
勾心斗角的还是勾心斗角。
Those who have.
这些问题就是在缠着你。
All these problems.
每个礼拜回来 ，Hi, how are you?
Every week, 他们告诉我你好吗？
原来呀、啊，知识到了个顶线，有些事情。不但解决不了，也不能够给你提供一个满意的解释。
In the end, knowledge cannot really solve all the problems.
很多年以前，台湾一个很出名拿诺贝尔奖的这个化学家叫做李远哲。
Couple years ago, a Taiwanese Nobel winner Li.
他去访问耶路撒冷，以色列耶路撒冷。
He went and visited Jerusalem.
那边官员就带他参观。
So that the officials escorted him to
show him around.
To show him around.
他就问那个官员说：“请问，这个多年以来犹太人跟巴勒斯坦的这种冲突，你们有一个解决方案吗
？”So Lee asked a question: the conflict between Palestinian and the Jerusalem. Do you have a solution?
那个官员回头说：“你们这些科学家整天找 solutions， 整天找解决方案 ，solving problems。”
The official answer: You guys always trying to find solutions, solving problems.
他说：“我们在这不干这回事。”
We are here. We don't.
We don't do that here.
We don't do this here.
我们在这没有解决问题，我们是与问题共存。
We're not solving the problem, but we live with the problem.
Yes, we don't solve problems here. We live with problems. 哎，我觉得这句话蛮有智慧的。
So I think this word has a lot of wisdom to it.
无论你是世界上目不识丁最笨的人也好
，No matter whether you are the one that don't know anything,
你十个 PhD 也好
，If you have 10 PhD,
问题永远的跟随你。
Problem always chasing us.
你一生一世，他就跟随你，就好像你跟随耶和华一样。
Problem shall follow you all the days of your life as you follow Jesus.
你不能解决的。
Even though you can resolve it.
你解决了一样，你的解决方案会再产生另外一样的问题出来。
You solve this problem, there's another problem rises up.
那你只能学习如何与这个问题共存了。
All you can do is how do you learn to live with this problem.
传道者也是这样的感觉。
So the teacher had the same conclusion.
好，你听过老人家说了。
So that now you heard this old man.
好像蛮这个消极的，对不对
？It seems kind of pessimistic.
我觉得也是，这个真的是消极，因为他常常在讲这些东西的时候，常常重复一句话。
Because in his teaching, he always repeat one verse.
日光之下
Under the sun.
我以前以为他是打高尔夫球的。
I thought he was playing golf.
A golfer, 日光之下，对不对？后来我发现他讲那么多，是因为要提醒大家说，我讲的这些智慧，我的过去的经历，有一个局限，这个局限就是日光之下。
It's under the sun. Everything under the sun.
那世界上有一些很多的问题议题是日光之上才有答案的，我没有答案。
So the world has a lot of problems, but then the answer probably be above the sun.
所以听完日光之下的智慧说，我想请大家听日光之上的这个智慧。
So let us hear the voice above the sun.
这个智慧在哪里找到呢？
How can we find that kind of wisdom?
请大家翻开哥罗西书第二章。
Please turn to Colossians.
保罗把这个
Chapter 2.
日光之上的这个智慧，他称之为一种奥秘，介绍给我。
Paul uses the wisdom above the sun as a mystery to us.
哥罗西书二章二节三节里面说，要叫他们的心得安慰，因爱心互相联络，以致丰丰足足，在无形中有充足的信心，使他们真知神的奥秘。神的奥秘是什么？就是基督所积蓄的一切的智慧、知识，都在它里面藏着。
Colossians 2 verse 2 and 3. My purpose is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ. Verse 3. In whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
保罗想的这种 knowledge, 这智慧知识不是我们大学里边学的那种知识多的 这个智慧。
Here, the knowledge that Paul talked about is not the knowledge that we gain from college.
那种知识也是从神而来，但是有一种知识在基督里边才可以找到，不是大学里边可以找到的，来自，因为它是来自基督耶稣的。
This kind of knowledge comes from Jesus Christ. It's not from the books of colleges.
要得到这种智慧呢，要必须要跟耶稣基督发生关系。
In order to have this kind of knowledge, we must be related to Christ.
这种知识，这种智慧，可以伴着你走你的一生。
This kind of knowledge, this kind of wisdom can accompany you for the rest of your life.
保罗就是因为有这种知识，有这种智慧，所以他跟你我一样，面对很多的这个生活的这些困难困境的时候，他会有另外一种体验，另外一种经验。
Because Paul has this kind of knowledge, he has a different experience and different understanding.
什么经验呢？在腓立比书第四章十三节说，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能行。
So he can conclude in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things who strengthens me.
他对他来说是一种秘诀来的，生活的秘诀就是靠着那给我力量的，我凡事都能做。
So to him, this is a secret that I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
保罗不是说我靠着他就可以解决所有的问题。
He did not say that.Just because him, I can solve all the problems.
你看保罗书信很多，他很多的地方他就讲到，他有些问题是他不能解决的。
Because in the epistle, we know there's a lot of problems Paul cannot solve.
他与问题共存。
He actually lived with the problem.
但是因为他有这种特别的智慧和知识，他这个经历就跟别人不一样。
Because he has this kind of knowledge.So his experience is different than
他是与问题共存，但是可以共存的很喜乐。
He can live with peace and joy.
问题就秘诀就在这了。
That is the
每一个人都要跟问题共存，但是每一个人经验都不一样。
Every one of us had to live with our problem, but our
保罗的经验跟你我一样与问题共存，但是呢，他可能跟你我不一样的一点，他可以活得很开心。
Paul's problem, he can live with peace and joy.
你能不能有这种智慧？
Do you have this kind of wisdom?
能不能与问题共存的时候还活得很开心？
Do you live with your problem and still live?
就是因为一种特别经历，他常常在书信里面他说，你们要常常喜乐。
So in his epistle, he said,
他不是一个痛苦的，哎呀，你不要常常喜乐来鼓励我啊。
Rejoice always.
因为他真的可以在问题当中还可以喜乐 live.Happily ever after.
Even with his problem, he can still live with joy.
这种知识、这种智慧是大学里边没有、不能、没办法提供的。
This kind of knowledge and wisdom is not provided by the
college education. 世界上没有任何一个国家的这个教育制度可以提供我们的儿女这种智慧。
In this world, there's no education can give us this kind of wisdom.
只有在基督耶稣里人找到这种智慧。
Only be found in Christ Jesus.
你有没有这种智慧？
Do you have this kind of knowledge and wisdom?
总结来说。
Oh,
如果你问传道者说我们要投资孩子上这个教育对不对，他又跟你说对。
If we invest in our children in education, is it the right thing?
所以你孩子明天还要上学。
So tomorrow the kids still need to go to school.
还要继续投资。
We will continue to invest in them.
所以你也不要怪别人，哇，这个孩子啊，做了基督徒了，这个父母还把这个很多的心血放在孩子身上啊。
So parents invest heavily on our children.
啊，那个现在的父母啊，很这个，这是这个很讲孝道啊。
Our parents really spend a lot of time and effort.
是这种反方向的孝道啊。为了孩子啊，投资孩子教育，为了这个搬家，一定要搬到好学校那个去那边。哦，更贵的房子也买，更高的这个税务也要付，为什么？为了孩子的投资。
In order for that our kids to have good education, we sometimes spend a lot of money to buy their.
而且他们的孩子，还是我们每个孩子的人生大概三分之二就是坐在这学校里面读书。
And why not two-thirds of our children's life is in a classroom?
从小就是抢位置。
And from
抢名校的位置。
Trying to find a position in a famous school.
小的时候不会抢，父母替他抢。
When they were young, the parents
他大了自己抢，跟父母学的。
When they get older, they learn how to fight for it.
听说不久以前，在纽约有一间很出名的幼稚园。
In a famous kindergarten in New York.
太出名了，名校。
It's a famous.
所以父母都还希望孩子在那边可以这个抢一个位置。
So a lot of parents want their little ones.
就带孩子那边去排队。
And then stand in line.
你想，才四五岁的孩子啊。
You think about it.
什么事情都不知道，
they don't know nothing.
还在吃奶嘴。
And they were stuck in there.
就排队了。
Pacifier and was standing.
他就这样开始他的人生了。
And this is how they began their life.
开始了他父母的人生，因为他父母也是这样过来的。
This is the beginning of the parents' life.
投资好。
Investment, yes, good.
但是你要记得，这种投资有很多的局限。
Because this kind of investment has a lot of limitations.
它不能保证你孩子将来的幸福。
There's no guarantee for the happiness.
你孩子会不会以前以后当高官、当 CEO， 还是在这个路边那边卖那个栗子？没有人知道。
Is your children going to be a CEO, or is the children going to be someone?
他心中的空虚是很确定的。
But his emptiness in his heart.
他要跟问题共存是一个很确定的事实。
He must live with the problem is reality.
你有没有给他幸福？
Do you have offered them?
有没有给你自己幸福？
Did you offer them joy and happiness?
秘诀是在于有没有那样特别的智慧。
Do you know that you have to have that special wisdom?
有人这样做智慧，无论你是智商高、智商低，你都可以过着幸福快乐的日子。
You can live a happy and fulfilled life, regardless.
我就想起这个有一个亲人。
I remember a relative of mine.
两个儿子生出来就是都是低能的。
And two born son is kind of disabled kid.
Retarded.
Retarded.
他们已经十多岁了，但是他们的智商大概三四岁的小孩的智商。
Even though they are 8, 10, 11, their emotional knowledge is.
他们父母很担心，他们离开这个世界的时候，这两个孩子怎么生存
？Parents were worried if they left this world, how are they going to make it?
我没有简单的答案。
We don't have a simple answer.
但是我相信，如果他们相信主耶稣的话。
But we know that if they believe in the Lord,
他们走出自己的一条路，跟别人不一样，跟智商高的那种幸福是不一样的。他们有自己的幸福。
They will find a way for themselves.
因为记得耶稣说过一句话。
Remember Jesus said,
麻雀不种也不收。
The sparrow does not sow nor store up.
天父尚且养活他们。
The Father still feeds them.
我想 麻雀的脑子应该比这些小孩脑子更简单吧。
We know that the brain of the sparrow is simpler than the little.
天父却养活他。
The father in heaven still.
现在麻雀都不用去上学，不用去排队。
The sparrow does not have to go to school.
你们看过麻雀带着重重的书包飞来飞去？
Have you ever seen the sparrows harvesting?
天父却养活他们。
Yet our heavenly Father feeds them.
这就是智慧啊。
This is wisdom.
我们有没有这样的智慧？
Do we have this kind of wisdom?
我们的孩子有没有这样的智慧？
Does our children have this kind of wisdom?
我们有没有这样的智慧传给我们的下一代？
Do we have this kind of wisdom to tell our children?
我们来低头祷告。
Let us pray.
Father, we thank you for your message.We know that what we know, what we can gain is very limited. Our human wisdom, even our perception or our understanding of wisdom is limited. Be our wisdom, O Lord, so that we and our children will have a future in you.
所以我们的孩子跟我们自己在你里面都有未来。
So that we will not only survive, but also survive and live happily.
我们不单单是单单的活着，我们能够活得快活。
Joyously.
更有喜乐。
Even in the midst of problems.
就在我们的问题当中，我们也有喜乐。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.